And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday, you guys. So listen, being a man's second wife, ladies, can be tricky. First, there are all those statistics that point to the fact that many second marriages end in divorce. So there's that challenge. Then there is the first wife who sees herself, in many cases, as the wife. Money issues if the first wife receives alimony and child support. And then there are the family and friends who knew and still like the first wife.
Oh, wow.
But my guest this morning believes second wives can have successful marriages. She is, in fact, in her, follow this, second marriage as a second wife. I'm going inside her story with Margaret Josephs. She is a designer and a lifestyle expert with a very successful clothing and accessories line, ladies, you'll love. You can go find it at MacbethCollection.com. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Really well. So glad you could be here to help some ladies out. Now, you are a second wife for the second time. In your previous marriage, he had custody of three children, and you gave birth to a child together. And
yes,
in your current marriage, your husband has two adult children living outside of the house. So let me ask you this. What advice do you have for second wives dealing with his children if those children are resentful towards the second wife?
Well, the first thing I have to say is don't try and replace their mother, because that is not going to work whatsoever. You have to just try and co-parent and be really patient, because the truth is you don't want to compete whatsoever. You're never going to be top dog. I mean, that's a given. You know what? The first wife is going to be resentful, always talking behind your back. So you just have to be super patient and super nice, no matter how, you know, painful it is. I've done it twice. And it's worked out beautifully, well, you know, both times.
Was there a transition period, though? Were they nasty at first?
Yes. Oh, my God. My first one, you know, my first marriage, the kids were very little. I was a young girl. I mean, they wouldn't even give me a piece of gum. They wouldn't look at me. They'd slam the car door in my face. It was a total disaster. It took a few months, but I was super nice. You know, the high road.
Only a few months?
It only took a few months. It was amazing. You know what? You just have to be really nice and patient. No matter how much you want to scream, pull their hair, kick them, whatever you want to do, you know, hold it in. And really take the high road.
Okay, so take the high road. So when it comes to making a home, you say moving into his home is a mistake. You say you both should start fresh. Why?
Because, you know what, I made that mistake in my first marriage. I was much younger. My ex-husband owned a home. He was like, move in with me. You know what, it never felt like my home. And when we got divorced, he got that house. So, A, that was the first mistake.
Yeah.
And when you start a new home together, it makes it feel like it's both your own. And then the children aren't as resentful, because also, everybody starts on an even playing field. I've given this advice to my girlfriends. They've had issues when, you know, a man has moved into their space or they've moved into someone else's space. You really have to start fresh.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Not as a with the mother who's still alive, but if the mother is deceased and you
yes.
would be the second, do you find any differences there? Because I have found that there is a spirit that stays around, and it's and they, you know, hold the deceased in a whole different light.
The husband yes. as well as the children.
Both, yes.
Very, very. That's a very hard thing to compete with, because you know what? You are just never going to compare. I totally understand that. But eventually, these children and warning period.
Okay.
Ooh, did I lose you?
Just for
here.
A second.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry. Yes, there's definitely a mourning period, and you're never, you know what, everybody holds the deceased spouse in a certain light, but I feel like after time, the husband and the children need a lot of love and attention, and I think after a decent amount of time, it'll definitely work out. But I know that's hard to live up to.
It really is
yeah.
tough.
Yeah,
that
it's too. Really hard to live up to. That's,
what if that
it is a tough one.
What if that first wife is very much alive and still considers herself, you know, as she hasn't moved on, no new relationships, no new marriage, and still considers herself the wife and tries to
crazy.
Make life difficult
crazy,
for the second wife?
What you're saying, Jackie?
No.
I didn't say that.
I mean, she's crazy. First, I try and get the wife to move out.
There you go.
I mean, you know, I always try and get the wife to move out of state. And then, you know, and then I'm always trying, you know, I've had that issue is just, you know, I always get the feeling like I always want to look better. You know, I get the girlfriends that are always trying to outdo the first wife. But the truth is, I've tried to befriend the wife and always, you know, try and put myself in her position, because I've had my ex-husband move on with a new woman. And, you know, you can't be jealous. This husband has picked you. The wife is always trying to be in the picture. And then the truth is, you have to befriend this woman, because you are going to be stuck with her. for the rest of your
life. Do you find
life.
Yourself taking stuff off the kids that you wouldn't take off of the first
own?
Wife? Off the first wife?
Say that again, Tom. I'm sorry.
I said, do you find yourself taking things off of the kids because they're younger that you wouldn't take off of the first wife?
Yeah, putting up with things
putting
the
up
kids
with,
that you wouldn't
yeah.
put up
exactly.
with. Exactly.
It's true. Absolutely. It's true. You absolutely put up with things that you normally wouldn't put up with. And, you know, that just goes along with being the second wife. But I've actually befriended, you know, the second wife and, you know, the first wife in both marriages because it's just made it a lot easier. You're really co-parenting these children. I mean, it is difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, but you know what? I consider my first marriage a success. I was married 17 years, even though we wound up getting divorced, and there was mad drama when we did do it. And my second marriage is amazing. But you have to befriend these crazy women, or your life is going to be tortured. I mean, what am I going to say? I mean, you know what? You really
got
to do it.
Got to be crazy.
It is what it is.
Some
There's
of them
a reason you're the second wife. I mean, you got to unload these women.
Let's talk about finances really quickly, yes. Margaret. What advice do you give to a second wife who has to live on a tighter budget because he's paying big alimony and child support to the first wife?
Well, I feel like that's a little bit suffering. So hopefully, you know, me, I make my own money and everything else. It is painful to watch that money go out the door. I watch it go every month myself. So, I complain and I bitch about it. Oh, am I allowed to say that on the air?
Yeah,
I complain about it nonstop going out the door. But, it's part of doing it, living on a tighter budget. And that's, you know what you're getting into. I mean, the first wife has to get the money because, you know, you're sharing the children and everything else, and it's just you have to work it into your budget. It is painful. I mean, I have to pay my ex-husband. I mean, it's torture.
Has there been counseling involved in any of yours?
In my first marriage, there was counseling when I was the second wife because there were so many children involved. Now I've learned the ropes. In my second marriage, everything is very smooth sailing. I've learned to navigate it.
So did you're a better second wife the second time around.
Yeah, the second wife the second time.
But you're paying.
Really
but you're paying alimony
you're
to
paying
your
the price.
Yeah. Do you believe it? I'm paying my ex-husband. So I'm like the second wife and the second husband. It's like torture.
Okay. So what goes on in your head must be something else.
Yes.
Can sometimes the second wife be the crazy one?
Yes. Well, you know, I don't. Sometimes the second wife can be the crazy one, and then she'll wind up being the third wife.
And Tom, you will get a call.
Margaret Josephs, thank you so much. You guys check out MacbethCollection.com. Thanks
so
for the advice, Margaret. Great job.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Because sometimes you find out the second wife was the crazy
Easy,
one.
Easy, Tom.
Okay.
You should have stayed with your first
All
wife.
Right. Got to be third.